The U.S. Special Envoy for Haiti has resigned over what he calls the inhumane treatment of Haitian migrants by the U.S. government. In a letter, the ambassador, Daniel Foote, says U.S. policy to deport thousands of Haitian migrants and refugees are counterproductive and deeply flawed. The Biden administration is using a Trump-era policy to justify mass deportations back to Haiti, but doing it at a faster pace. Al Jazeera footage showing the mistreatment of migrants along the U.S. border caused outrage earlier this week. Border agents on horseback could be seen chasing people back as they attempted to enter the U.S. Let's go to Kimberly Holkett, who's live for us in Washington, D.C. Kimberly, so the Biden administration say they are dealing with this migrant situation, but this seems to suggest they clearly are not.
Yeah, it's been a problem for the Biden administration. We watched the White House press secretary Jen Psaki for days struggling to answer reporters' questions when sort of the obvious hypocrisy is being pointed out with regard to the Biden administration's immigration policy along the border. Number one is that Haitians are being rounded up and sent back to their country, while others are being welcomed in some cases to the United States from Central America. And of course, we've just seen one of the biggest humanitarian airlifts out of Afghanistan. So reporters are asking, what makes the Haitians' claims any different? The parallels are eerily similar. The fact that they are also fleeing failed state status type situations where there is corruption, there is economic there is no economic opportunity, there is gross poverty, a lack of resources. But the Biden administration has repeatedly said that they are simply enforcing the policy they inherited, and that this is something that's being done as a result of the COVID pandemic and a public health emergency. The problem is, in all of this, is that Biden, on day one, President Biden, undid many of Donald Trump's policies, but not this one. So it's hard to understand how this could be an exception. Add to that, you have to remember that the Biden administration has repeatedly said that the foundation of its foreign policy, of all of its policies, will be compassion, will be human rights. There has been repeated lectures, if you will, even from this administration, about how it believes that there needs to be more in the United States with respect to racial justice. Yet, at the same time, we're seeing inequality rampant along the southern border. So these are the questions that the Biden administration has struggled to answer. Clearly, internally, there is also an issue now because the special envoy to Haiti has resigned. He has submitted his resignation, saying that he can no longer support the policies of the Biden administration. He will not be associated with what he calls an inhumane decision to deport thousands of Haitians who are trying to immigrate to the United States.
Many thanks for that. Kimberly Holkett there for us live in Washington, D.C.